History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25-year-old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today we're chatting with Queen V. She is a hip-hop artist. She is an evangelist. I actually took her out on the streets of Brisbane recently and saw her rapping on the streets, sharing the gospel with people. She's an amazing woman of God, an islander, got such a fire in her heart for Jesus. We're going to hear a bit of a story today. Welcome along, Queen V. Tell us a bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
Hello, shalom. I was born in Samoa, and I was adopted and raised in New Zealand.
Okay, which part of New Zealand?
Tokoroa.
Mm-hmm. Very
yes,
cool.
Tokoroa.
And did you have like a religious upbringing at all?
Yes, I was a Presbyterian.
Presbyterian. Okay, so raised in a Presbyterian church.
Yes.
And did you go to Sunday school, youth group? Did you kind of follow the Lord in your younger years? Or?
Yes, I got forced to go to church.
Yep.
And I was just going to church for the sake of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I joined the choir at a young age.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a bit about what you did after school. What did you do when you finished school?
I didn't finish school. I was in New Zealand at that time,
mm-hmm.
eight years old when I got adopted out to New Zealand. I didn't finish school as my guardians did not want me to finish school. They wanted me to work.
Oh, okay.
So I have
a story
behind that.
Yep, okay. And then what kind of things did you do when you finished school? Did you work or did you study?
Yes, I have studied nursing. Mm-hmm. I've studied hairdressing, counselling.
And how did you get over to Australia?
The Lord has showed me a vision mm-hmm. about Australia. I had a dream about Australia, and then the month later, I was here, 2013.
Okay. Oh, so I've been out here for quite a while.
Yeah.
And tell us about your conversion experience. Was there a moment when you came to Christ, or did you always kind of believe?
I did not always kind of believe in Jesus Christ, but I had a relationship with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I would always pray to the Father, but during that time, the Father was pointing to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, 2010, I got a visitation by the Lord Jesus himself.
Wow. Tell us what happened.
That day, I wanted to kill myself. I had the spirit of suicide over me. I had so much going on. Like, I was traumatized and just had a lot of layers of things that was blinding me, and I just wanted to take myself out. So the presence of the Lord and his glory came upon that room, and I verbally heard his voice. He said, "My beloved, I have a future. I have a plan for you. Turn away from the old, from the world, and trust in me." And that time when I heard that, I knew it was the Lord because I felt him in my soul, in my spirit, and I heard him. So at that time, I had the knife. Before the Lord came, I had the knife in my hand, was ready to take myself out before the Lord came. But when he came, I stayed pinned on that floor for ages, just crying.
Mm.
And I saw my past flash right before me. And I thank God for that time because I'm here because of him.
Praise God. That's Amen. Wonderful. That's wonderful. And you do a lot of hip-hop.
Yes.
And you do a lot of freestyling too. So you kind of just make it up as you go along, hey?
Yes.
How did you get into that?
3 years ago, I believe hip-hop is the now generation's language.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed, "Lord Jesus, can you teach me how to freestyle? Can I freestyle your word? I won't freestyle my word, but mm-hmm. your word." And then one day he said to me, "Freestyle the word, the Bible." So I started freestyling my prayers and the word of God. And now I've got so much boldness and confidence to freestyle his word.
Yeah, come
wherever
on.
Wherever I go.
Very good.
And it's all from the heart. So God is awesome.
Well, I saw you do it at our King's Table community meal recently.
Yes.
And I saw you do it out on the street.
Amen.
And I actually posted it on my TikTok, and it's had like 3,000 views. Did you know that?
Yeah. Wow.
You're going viral on TikTok at the moment.
Praise God.
People just, you know, come alive when you do some freestyle.
Yeah.
Do you want to just kind of, you know, lay down something for us right now, hey?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for Christian Vision. Thank you, Father God, that we're here with the salvation, that we got the passion for the next generation. Yes, Lord, hallelujah to the one up above that is saying his only son, because I know that you're born to win. You're born the queen. You're born the king. No matter what you're going through, drop everything for the king. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for this vision places. I thank you, Father God, that we look like our father, like his likeness, like going back in Genesis 1:26. If you're wondering what you look like, look in the mirror and see the father's likeness. Genesis 1:26. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, come on. That is so good. So good. I just love it because, you know, like I have learnt a DC talk rap, which I do regularly, but I have tried to freestyle before and, you know, it's a bit daunting, you know. Yeah, what do I say? What do I do? But you've got a real flow, a real, you know, gift Amen. In doing that. And tell us a bit about how people respond, like you do it on the streets or you do it at, you know, at a concert or something. How do people respond when you, you know, share your freestyle raps?
I believe they feel my heart.
Yeah.
And everything comes from the heart.
Mm.
Like a few months ago, a couple of people had saw me online on Facebook and they wanted to come meet me.
Mm.
So they came to the outreach just to hear me freestyle.
Cool.
So when I freestyled that night, she was touched. She was touched. So I believe that people get touched by what I say. And before I go to the street, I'm always at the Father's feet.
Yeah.
Father, am I meant to do this today? What would you like me to do today?
Mm.
And he just drops the words in my heart. It's about meditating on the word, and the word lives in me. And when I go out there, I give the word out. It's like a fresh bread, a fresh wind to some people. And I believe that's what I'm called to do.
Now, you shared recently that you had a retreat outside of Casino, New South Wales.
Yes.
A good friend of mine, Sam Bacon, and his wife and kids are on this beautiful property out in the middle of nowhere.
Amen.
And you gave him your car keys, you gave him your phone, and you said, I'm having 40 days with the Lord. That would have been life transforming. Tell us what it was like.
That was a life transforming because before I went into the farm, I had an addiction of smoking. And not just that, I had a lot going on at that time. I was in the Lord and I fell back. But the Lord showed me a vision about the mountains. I thought it was supernatural. I didn't believe it was natural. And somehow I got led to the Ark Haven. It's Ark Haven where the Bacons are. And that day I said, Samuel, I'm giving you my car keys for 40 days. Don't give me the car keys until the Lord is finished with me, because I believe the commander wants me here to transform, to purify, to sanctify, and to justify.
Yeah.
So, Lord Jesus, come have your way. It was so hard. People came to the farm. They looked at me. They thought it was so easy, but inside my heart, it was so hard for me just to not be on social media, not to hear from my family, not to hear from anyone but the Lord.
Mm.
It really, really changed me because the Lord showed me that I was building my house instead of his house in Haggai. So he wanted me to build his house inside of me so that wherever I go, he's the hedge protection around me.
Mm.
So ever since then, I have never turned back. I didn't know the old me anymore. I love the new me, and I love what God has for me. So it was a life-changing for me in those 40 days.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Amen.
And you've got your Bible with you here, and, you know, one of my favourite quotes is, the Bible that's falling apart is usually read by someone who isn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, they might see you performing and out on the streets and this and that. Really, it all comes from a personal relationship with God, you know. I know you love to worship. I know you love the Word of God. Tell us what you do for your quiet devotional times with God. Do you have like a Bible reading plan, or you just open the Bible randomly? What do you do to spend time with God?
Amen. Like this morning, I prayed. I sang first. I just sing to the Lord first and feel his presence in the room. He usually gives me scriptures, like today, Psalms 24. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the King of Glory? And open up the gates, the ancient gates, And for me to meditate on Psalms 24 today, that is my bread today. I'm not going to live tomorrow with this bread. He gives me a fresh bread every day. So I just hear from the Lord, has some quietness and some stillness in my soul to hear Him properly. And I just pray, Lord, I surrender my mind, clear my head, whatever layers that's on me, Lord Jesus, show me, convict me so I can surrender it all back to you because I want to hear from you today. Mm. I cannot leave this house without you, Lord, because it will be drama, it will be action, it will be stormy, it will be windy without you. So, Lord, I need you. So that's how I start my day. I believe it's important to start your day with the Lord.
You're part of a great church. My friends Danny and Sarah run a great church on the south side of Brisbane, and they do a lot of outreach. I think they're at like Woodridge train station every Friday night.
And Sunday night.
And they're just reaching people on the streets a lot. Tell us a bit about that ministry and how you're involved.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the opportunity to share the gospel so freely up there and to feed the homeless and the needy. Just seeing people come every time we go up there, being blessed with the fresh food, not just fresh food. We tell them, you want food? You have food for, we have food for you and we have Jesus for you. And we will not allow you to go without prayer. We must pray because I believe we are called to be prayerful. So it's a life-changing for me to actually see people change and they respond to the gospel. I believe that the ground is ready to receive the gospel. So I'm loving it, and I thank God for Pastor Danny and Sarah for being so faithful and remaining and occupying for all these years. I know it can be weary sometimes, but that's why we are here, to lift them up and to support them and to champion their hearts for the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, there might be people listening right now that have never heard the gospel. They don't know what it means to pray the sinner's prayer and come to Christ and have their sins forgiven. They may have heard your story and thought, you know what, I need to do that.
Amen.
Would you just share what is the gospel and then lead us in a prayer?
Amen. The gospel to me is Jesus Christ, that in Romans 6 that he died and he rose again. And we're not bound into sin. We're not a slave to sin anymore. We are slave of righteousness in Romans 6, 15 or 16, that we're all born broken. We were all born as a sinner, but Jesus came and broke the veil and he came and died on the cross and rose again so that we can have freedom. We can have freedom. I was traumatized. I was cursed. I was broken. Everything that you name it. But right now, having Jesus in my heart and doing the word of God, he changed my life. Now I am righteous. I am walking according to his word and I have so much peace and I'm loving and living life at this time more than before. I'm excited to wake up in the morning and say, yes, good morning, Holy Spirit. I am alive. And he leads me. He leads the day for me. And the gospel is Jesus died and he rose again so that we can live an abundant life in him and live in righteousness and be a slave, a bondservant of righteousness.
Amen.
And his righteousness is free. God is not a God that tells us, go do this, go do that. But he's given us a choice and it is my choice to choose peace.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that peace. He gave us the best. I thank God that he gave us the best and everything that he had.
Amen.
So that we can live life right now according to his purpose.
Amen. Amen. So if there are people that are listening that would like to pray and receive Jesus as Lord and Saviour, would you pray the sinner's prayer and people can just repeat after you?
Amen. Say, dear Father, I know I'm not perfect, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, and he died on that cross and he rose up the third day. Father, I am a sinner. I am not perfect, Lord, but I pray, Lord, that you forgive me, Lord, that I open up my heart to receive you, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord and the King of my heart. Lord Jesus, I need your help with everything that's going on. I believe that from this day that I receive you, that I am born again. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you, Lord Father, that you forgive all my sins. In Jesus' name, from this day, I believe that I am a child of God. So baptize me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Help me in every area of my life. Help me and order my steps, guide my steps to know more of you. Guide me to your heart. Thank you, Father, for your Son, and thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, and you'd like a free Bible, contact us here, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com, and search us up, and we can send you a Bible connected to a church, and just praying that the Lord will bless you in those first steps. Well, Queen V, it's been so good having you here. Hallelujah. I reckon you're a history maker. Thanks for joining us.
Amen.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.